Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Ballers! Welcome back. Wednesday, January 15th to Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Ira Silver. Happy hump day, everybody. We have a great show. I'm feeling good. I don't know about you, but we got a great show for you today. I got my buddy, my partner in crime here for today's episode, Devin Ellington. Taxpayer of Kansas City, Missouri. He's 27 years old, sports bettor, handicapper who's been at it for about 5 years now. He's an avid sports junkie and a bartender by night. Devin, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, my goodness. It's going great, Ira. How about yourself?
Good, good. How was last night's betting action for you?
You know, had a couple rough ones, but it's not ever going to be always perfect. Went 4-2 on the night. Brooklyn let me down. And the overhit on that Phoenix game ever so slightly.
That was a brutal one. I gave out some picks on my Twitter since I wasn't on the pod yesterday. I went with Dallas and Milwaukee. I went 2-0 in basketball. I decided I was feeling myself. I went and I gave out some NHL picks. Tampa Bay, you know, came out flat early. I gave them to win by 1.5 goals. They ended up winning in a shootout 4-3, so that one lost. And then I had the Coyotes, who won pretty easily against the San Jose Sharks. So overall, not too bad. Went 3-1 on the night. Should have given out some college basketball picks because I went 2-0 there, but didn't want to get too crazy on the Twitter handle yesterday. So, that was how my night went. And for anyone who's not following Devin, his Twitter handle is DALLIE007. So Dale, Day. Wait, can you give it to us?
It's DALLIE.
DALLIE007. And my Twitter handle is at Ira Silver Magic, and the podcast Twitter handle is at Hoopball Gaming. Now, before we jump into today's episode, I just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors, mybookie.ag. You know, with the holidays that have come and gone, a lot of people are wondering how to make some money. Let's get you signed up at mybookie.ag. We got some cool NFL games coming up this weekend. We got some NBA action you get involved with. You got Premier League, NHL. You know, mybookie is where you want to go. You know, if football's not your thing, like I said, you can play anything. NBA, Premier League, they got it all. They've got the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. You know, you can even take some bets that I give you on the night, and you can parlay them for even a bigger payout. MyBookie has more lines and better odds for the player than any other sportsbook around. If you join right now, my bookie will match your deposit halfway all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you have to do is use our promo code today, T-O-D-A-Y. That's our promo code is today, T-O-D-A-Y, to activate the offer to get your extra cash from MyBookie. Bet, win, get paid. All right, Devin, let's jump right in. I'm feeling great. I think this is going to be a fun show, man. Let's do it.
I agree. Let's. So our first game on the card, we've got Detroit at Boston. Boston's favored by 10. Total's going to be at 218. And Detroit's the worst against the spread team in the NBA, 3-12 in their last 15. Doesn't take a genius to see what side that probably going to lean on here. Boston's a pretty good home covering team against the spread, 11-7-1. And the last matchup they met up with Detroit, they ended up beating them by 21. And Detroit's even more shorthanded this time around. A couple injuries, Kennard and Reggie Jackson are still out. Wood is now questionable. He was a late add to the injury report with some knee soreness, so that's a little bit of a concern. And as far as Boston goes, Theis's status is still kind of in the air. So what do you got on this one, Ira?
You know, I just want to remind everybody we're recording super early. It's 7 o'clock on the West Coast here, on the East Coast, 10 o'clock on Wednesday, the 15th, 2020. My thoughts here are as follows. Keep an eye out what's going to happen, who's going to play, if there's any scratches before game time. But having said that, Boston at home, like you said, against the spread, 11-7-1. They're a pretty good basketball team. I really enjoy watching them, as I mentioned on the podcast on Monday. Yeah, it's either Boston or bust for me here. The spread right now is 10, correct? Is that what you're seeing, Devin?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, it's either Boston or bust for me. I don't see a way that I could really bet Detroit here. It's just kind of one of those teams where I just have no faith in their organization, their coaching staff, and their players right now. That's kind of how I would approach this game. It's not really a game that I would really target. What about you, Devin?
Yeah, so it's a game for me that I personally have a couple bets above, you know, other games that I would like to get some action on. But like you said, Boston or bust, it's going to be hard to back the Detroit Pistons. They're in such a turmoil state at the moment. I'm actually kind of disappointed with how Dwayne Casey's performed as the head coach for them. Maybe Toronto was on to something by letting him go unexpectedly. But yeah, Boston or bust, and I can't really decide on an over-under side, so I'm going to leave that alone. You know, probably a game I'm not going to touch, but if we are handing out picks, I think we're both in agreement of that Boston by 10 line is where it'd be.
Yeah, and that's also interesting. I might target – the only thing that I think would be a good bet here, potentially, assuming we have full rosters here tonight for Boston, is potentially a first-half bet on Boston. It's minus 5.5 right now, minus 110. That could be a way I would lean, but it's not an official play for me here.
Sure, sure.
All right, what's the next game we got up, Devin?
So we got one – it's Brooklyn at Philadelphia. Philadelphia is favored by 8, and the total is resting at 219.5. And I'll come out and say it. This is a complete punt game for me. I got burned by Brooklyn last night, so that's probably good reasoning why. But also, both teams recently are in an against the spread slump. 2-8 for Brooklyn and 1-5 recently for Philadelphia. So I just don't like either side in this. It's a little bit hairy for me, and I don't think I have, pardon my French, but the stones to roll with this game. What do you think of this particular game right here?
Yeah, tough game here again. Card's a little tricky tonight. It was a little tricky last night also. That's why I only had two picks. But yeah, you don't have to pick every game. Let's keep that in mind, right? As handicappers, we want to target the games that we really like and kind of, you know, attack those accordingly. in the Nets 76ers game, you know, the Sixers, as you heard from the Monday pod with Josh, I'm not a huge fan of the 76ers in general, both from a coaching standpoint and a roster standpoint. I think that they, you know, Tobias Harris doesn't really do it for me. Ben Simmons, you know, like Josh says, is what he is. And with Embiid being out, they're really lacking as a team with the team chemistry right now. But it's a tough spot here for the Brooklyn Nets. Well, I almost called them the New Jersey Nets. I'm still used to that.
Oh, nostalgia.
Yeah, right? It's a tough spot for the Nets here off of back-to-back. I know you were high on them last night to kind of cover the spread and potentially the money line against the Jazz. Jazz has been playing really good basketball, though, as of late. The Nets here, like I said, tough spot for them. It's a pass game for me. If I had to choose a side gun to my head, it would be the Nets plus 7.5. But yeah, seven and a half plus eight. It's just a no bet for me here.
Sounds like we agree on that one as well. So with the Knicks game, this is actually going to be a nice pivot from a punt game to a surefire, probably favorite bet of the night on a card for me. I really like the San Antonio and Miami game. Miami's laying 5.5 for the Spurs, and the total's at 221.5. I really, really like the overlook at this. And
how did I know you were going to say that?
Oh, man. Miami is such a good over team this year, and San Antonio's not playing any defense, so great minds think alike, I guess.
Yep.
So, 23-14-1 for the over to under for San Antonio, and 24-14-1 for Miami for their over to unders. So it's probably the best angle, in my opinion, on this. Spurs are going to come out competitive, I think. So as far as picking a side, I think it's just going to be a good basketball game. And I just really want to see some nice fundamental basketball, some physicality, get some threes in there, some good coaching, Spoelstra and Pop. So I think this is going to be a great basketball game, and it's going to be fluid, fundamental, and that over definitely is going to hit.
Yeah, so I do like the over here in this game as well. What number are we at right now? Is it 221.5?
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, I think it's a good total to kind of attack here. I think it's probably going to close a little higher on the day. Again, not official play for me, Devin. It is for you. But I do lean over here in this one if I had to choose a side and the over-under. I'm a little concerned on the opposite side, on the against the spread number here for the Spurs, only because Miami is just such a dominant team right now. And also, you know, I always get concerned when a team has a couple days off and they're in South Beach. You might get a little bit of a South Beach hangover here.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And not only that, the Spurs away from San Antonio are 9-8-1 against the spread. So kind of, they're actually playing better against the spread on the road than they are at home this year. But Miami's been killer, if I'm not mistaken, at home. Yeah, they're 13-5 against the spread. So for me, it's a pass game, but I do lean over, and I would probably not touch the side in this game.
I agree with you there, bud. So moving on to the next one, we got the Indiana Pacers going up against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Spread is only 2.5, and that is in favor of Indiana, obviously. We got an over-under of 218 and a hook. And, you know, this is another one of those. We've got a couple of different big guy injury designations to keep an eye on throughout the day, Towns and Sabonis. Sabonis's injury has been a little weird. I saw that the Indiana head coach was commenting on how Sabonis's knee couldn't hurt more, or he couldn't worsen it somehow, but it was a random flare-up of a knee soreness.
So, did you see that comment? He said he's going to keep playing through the pain.
Through the pain,
and it's not going to get any worse. I don't understand that one.
Yeah, it's a little scary, not to turn it into a fantasy show, but if you have Sabonis on your roster, that I don't know how I would feel about that. I mean, I know how I would feel, and it wouldn't be good, but just a little iffy on that. So, but with that being said, it's hard for me to back this Minnesota team. They're pretty atrocious right now. So Indiana's solid. Their defensive efforts are just sky high, and that fundamental approach they take onto the offensive side of the ball. If I'm going to back a team, it's going to definitely be the Pacers on that 2.5 line. So,
yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Minnesota right now to me is like one of those teams that you just got to keep fading and just hope that the trend continues, right? The other night I gave out the Thunder on Monday, right? I gave out the Thunder on Monday in Minnesota. And nobody came to play in the first half of the Thunder except for Mike Muscala. And I was like, what's going on here? Chris Paul getting an early technical, can't make a jump shot. Nobody really stepping up to the game. Muscala hit a couple big threes there to keep them in. It was a three-point game at halftime, and then the Thunder, they got their act together, came out in the second half and just blew out Minnesota. But Minnesota, you know, they are a little tricky just because they have a lot of speed. I was watching that game and I was kind of impressed. They didn't really seem like they had a game plan, but they didn't seem like they were that organized, but they did have a game plan of attacking the basket against the Thunder, which I really liked. They're a very quick team. And that Shabazz Napier kid, I think he doesn't get enough credit where credit's due in the league. But yeah, it's either Indiana or bust for me. Again, stay tuned. Follow us on Twitter for some picks that I will be releasing later. I'm sure Devin will as well. Again, that's at Ira Silver Magic. And Devin, you want to give out yours?
And DALE007.
All right. And then at Hoopball Gaming as well. It'll be a fun one tonight because we've got a big card. So just stick around. Keep an eye, keep those alerts on, and any questions you have, feel free to reach out as well. But yeah, Indiana or bust here for me. I think I don't see any way I can back Minnesota in this one.
It'd be very hard to. I do not see myself doing that at all. So
yeah, but you never know. Might get a little crazy. Who knows?
Yeah. Big card, so lots of things could happen.
Exactly. All right. Next up.
Yeah, so we talked about the Thunder a little bit. So this is their spot here. Toronto at Oklahoma City. And Oklahoma City is favored 1.5, total at 212.5. And this is going to be the return of Marc Gasol, first and foremost. You know, he's been out for quite some time with that hamstring injury. You know, I usually like to fade a team getting a star back. And the spread is not that big for Oklahoma City. They're playing at home and they own the best against the spread record in the NBA at 27-13, 12-8 at home. So, you
playing
know,
a lot but, better away from their arena though.
Yes. Yeah. It seems like they play up to their competition. Mm-hmm. They definitely come out pistols firing, guns a-blazing. And you saw kind of what happened the other night at, that was at Minnesota, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, so, you know, kind of in a cold northern state, you know, it's Minnesota, lowly team. They came out a bit sluggish, or is John Bayline would say sluggish?
I don't mean to cut you off, but I think I was watching the beginning, the tip there, and I think one of the reporters said that Chris Paul was kind of shaking his head, like, hey, where are all the fans? Like,
oh, man.
They were playing in front of nobody, apparently.
Disappointment.
Yeah, so I think that might have had a lot to do with the energy of the team as well. There was really nobody in the stands, which I guess they are not used to, you know, since playing in high school or whatever. So
yeah, man, that would be tough. That would be very tough. Well, they got it together in the second half. Man, Toronto, though, this is a tough spot for me. I think this is another one of those where I'm just going to probably enjoy the game. But, you know, Toronto is 1-4 against spread in their last five. 1-5 in their last six against Oklahoma City, and both teams' pace of play numbers are in the bottom half of the league in the defensive ratings. Toronto's number 2, Oklahoma City's 11th. So if I'm going to touch something, it's going to be the under. So, I mean, yeah, it's a little bit of a more favorable for the eye matchup, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great game. I think it's going to come down to the last few possessions, and it'll just be one that I'm going to sit back and enjoy as well. Hopefully I'll have it on double screen here, either on my phone, my smart TV, or my computer, one of the three, and just kind of enjoy the game and really see what Marc Gasol does. But yeah, I'm with you on that. I do generally like to fade teams that get their stars back the first game. But I just don't know. The Toronto Raptors, I really like their coach a lot. I like their game plan in general. So it's hard for me to really go against them here. But it's hard for me to bet against the Thunder as well. So I'm just going to sit back and enjoy this game.
Should be a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to probably think I've just lost every single one of my last marbles here. But
all right, let's hear
this. This Washington-Chicago game. This is probably one of my favorites.
Oh, man, I hope we're on the right side of this, because it's one of my favorite games as well.
All right. Well, mine is actually a first quarter, first half play. So Chicago's getting 4.5 – or I'm sorry, laying 4.5, and the total is 227.5. Now, both these teams are major first quarter under teams. Washington 16-21 and 2 to the under, and 8-11-1 away from home. Chicago is 10-31 to the under, 5-16 at home.
Wow.
And in their last 10, respectively, Washington is 3-7 to the under and 4-6 for Chicago. And the number I got for the first quarter over under was 58. I was projecting it to be right around 55 or so based off their point differentials. So I'm jumping all over that first quarter under with these two teams.
Wow. Devin, that's why we like to keep you around. Look at that. What a great stat. What great information that is. I might have to take a peek and detail that as well. But mine is a favorite for another reason. I love this game. I think Chicago wins easily. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds crazy, but I did give it out on Monday. If you get Chicago plus 14 or 15 against the Celtics the other night live, that was the play for me. I wasn't betting it pre-flop. You can also do the same as well. Chicago does tend to get off to a slow start, just like Devin alluded to. excuse me. But if I had to, pre-flop here, I think I'm going to put in a little wager here. Maybe if Washington get an early lead, I would, hammer the Bulls as well, because the Bulls, they tend to start slow. Bulls minus 4.5 for me here in this play. This is going to be one of my top two plays of the night. It's going to be one of those stink fests of a game, in my opinion. So please bet with caution. And please bet comfortably, only the amounts that you're comfortable with. But yeah, Chicago is a play for me here tonight, minus 4.5 at home against the lowly Washington Wizards.
All right. It's crazy that we both really, really liked that game. I didn't think that that's how that was going to go.
Yeah. And it's crazy, man. Sometimes the worst games to the fans could be the best games to have an edge on, so that's kind of where I like to try to make some money. But before we get into the next game, I just want to shout out mybookie.ag again. They're the most trusted in the industry. If you're looking to make a wager for the Super Bowl, for the championship weekend here in the NFL, MyBookie's got it all. If your football's not your thing, they got NBA, NHL, Premier League. They got the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. You can even take some of our picks here on the pod, pull them together, and make a parlay bet for even bigger payout. MyBookie has more lines and better odds for the player than any other sportsbook around. And if you join now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you have to do is use our promo code TODAY, T-O-D-A-Y, to take advantage of this offer. Once again, that's promo code TODAY, T-O-D-A-Y, to get your extra cash from MyBookie. Bet, win, get paid. All right, Devin, let's jump right into the second half of the slate here.
All righty. So we got the Charlotte Hornets going out to Denver, Colorado to take on the Nuggets. And this is going to be a spread of 11 in favor of Denver. And the total's at 209.5. And some injury notes here. Got Murray and Gary Harris both questionable. Murray's got a back issue going on, and Harris is going through a groin abductor, abdominal kind of thing.
Ouch.
Yes. And Millsap, as everyone probably knows, he's still out indefinitely. So now, man, that you might have to talk me out of this one, talk me off the ledge a little bit. But
I'm not going to.
You're not going to?
No.
Oh, man. I want to take the points with Charlotte.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, I guess we're jumping together.
Classic letdown spot for Denver here. Just a classic Denver letdown spot here.
Yeah, you know, Charlotte's better against the spread on the road than they are at home. They're 12-10-1 on the road. Denver is actually worse at home, 8-11-2. And as we've seen against Cleveland recently, they are playing way down to their competition. And, you know, Charlotte hung in there with Portland. I know Portland's no Denver, but, you know, we saw what happened when they got that big point gift from another team. They hung in there. And, yeah, classic letdown spot if I ever did see one. So,
just such a classic Denver letdown spot here for me. It's not my top two plays of the night, but I think I'm gonna probably put a little bit of maybe a little less than a unit on this game. Maybe throw a little pizza money on it just for fun. But yeah, classic letdown spot here for Denver. They're a little banged up, which is even more of a letdown spot for them. Charlotte is kind of feisty. They're not that great, but they're young. They're feisty. They got fresh legs. Denver kind of plays down to their competition, in my opinion, some of the time. They've been doing it for years now with this team. Last year, they were notorious for this, just playing super down to the worst of the competition that they faced. So, yeah, give me the points with Charlotte here. I'm sure it'll move to in favor of Charlotte a little bit just based on injury news. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, right now I'm seeing the line at 11. What are you seeing?
I had 11 as well. And I think throughout the day that might shrivel down to 10 or 9 based on injury news and then the market. So,
yeah,
I
think if you're going to jump on the Charlotte team, you got to jump at 11 right now and just kind of hope that the line moves with you. You know, as handicappers, like I mentioned on Monday's show, you just kind of got to try to play, you know, if you like a number, grab it early because, you know, especially if you're handicapping these games, sometimes injury news can sway it in either way in terms of the line movement. You know, the other day we had the Pelicans, I believe, at -1. It looked like everybody got ruled out during the middle of the day. I gave that pick out. Line went to Pelicans +3.5. And you just kind of had to hold your nose because I thought it was going to go the other way around. I thought they were going to play and Pelicans would be favored by 2 or 3. But, you know, that's just what you got to do sometimes. If you like a number early, got to jump on it, you know.
Cannot hesitate with some of these things at all.
Exactly.
So this next game, Portland going on the road to Houston. And looks like it's Houston favored by 8 and a total of 235. You know, I really don't have much to say in this one. Portland's the second worst ATS team in the league ahead of Detroit. But we've seen a lot of times this season Houston be favors to win, you know, by 8, 9, 10, upwards of 12 points, and they don't do it, even at home. The only thing I'll point out is Houston's actually an under team, which is kind of weird to believe, but they're 16-22-1 to the under on the season. And Portland's gone under 5 of their last 7, and they are 8-13-1 to the under on the road. It's a punt play for me. I think it'll be a pretty nifty-looking matchup, Melo going back to Houston. You got some stars on both sides of the ball. I'm not sure about Westbrook's status. So, what are your thoughts on this one?
Well, we all know, based on our conversations over the last month or so, you know that I'm a huge Carmelo Anthony hater.
I
think that the experiment there is dying and dying ever so quickly. He may put up stats for your fantasy league, but I think from a betting perspective, he really is a detriment to your bankroll. So, yeah, it's just a fade game for me. Houston on a back-to-back, losing last night at Memphis, right?
Yes, yep.
So I just think it's too big of a line for me to bet Houston. Portland can be feisty at times, but, yeah, just a fade for me here. I got no play here. But good luck if you do have a side in this one.
Yeah, I have no insight whatsoever on this one. Just going to punt this one completely.
Yeah.
All right, so the next one, we've got Dallas finishing up that California road trip in Sacramento, and they're only favored, Dallas is only favored to win by 3. Totals at 224. Dallas keeps getting these small numbers, and I'm not sure what's going on. You know,
is Luka playing?
Luka is playing. Porzingis is not, but, mm-hmm. You know, last night it was only 8 against the Warriors. So,
yeah, I was all over that one.
Yeah, that was hard not to take. So
yeah, that was really my favorite play of the night last night.
Yeah, it was easy. I think I got some in-game stuff as well, even as the numbers swelled. But it was just an easy play last night on that. You know, Sacramento is no Golden State or vice versa, but. You know, they've shown signs of being capable. Bielitsa is going to play. He was questionable. Bagley's still getting his minutes restrictions kind of lifted and tethered out. I honestly don't know as far as this game goes. Sacramento is one of those teams where they can and have shown where they play up against competition. And but they've also showed – at home that they can come out sluggish and underperform for a whole game. So this one probably going to take the cowardly way out and probably punt this one as well.
Yeah. So for me in this spot, I like the Mavericks a lot here, even though they're on a back-to-back. How many minutes did Luka play last night? Let me just look at this real quick. Looks like Luka only played 27 minutes. Looks like most of their starters played 25-ish minutes last night. So for me, they didn't really have to travel much. Golden State to Sacramento, not too bad. If Luka plays, which I believe he will, give me all the Dallas shares you can at -3, or I would take them on the money line, but I'm not seeing a money line spread right now, but I'm assuming it'll be around 140 if you don't want to lay the points. What do you think here?
Yeah, I love that money line perspective that you just gave out there. I'm seeing -180 on my bookie right now.
Oh shit. All right. Excuse my French, but, I guess more at 180, I'm not going to take it. It's too high of a number. So I guess I would lay the 3 with Dallas here. 3.5 with Dallas here. So that's going to be a play for me. So stay tuned to the Twitter machine and make sure that I'm still on board there.
Yeah. I like that as well. So. All right, moving on to the very last game of the night, the Orlando Magic at Los Angeles Lakers. 9.5 getting laid by the Lakers, totals at 211.5. Well, it's gone up to 212 since my notes this morning, so already a half point gone up. A lot of people were banging that under pick, which why wouldn't you with the Magic and the Lakers? Lots of injuries here to keep an eye on. Anthony Davis' status. DJ Augustine is doubtful. Michael Carter Williams, I think he is still listed as questionable, but probably going to play. Aaron Gordon's probable, and Rondo is out. So this game, I think I'm going to go with the under. It's not an official play for me. Just too many injuries right now early in the day to, you know, pick something right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, so for me, this is a game that I would sit back and watch. And if my picks do not go according to plan early, I will probably try to take the Magic on a live line, try to get a bit better number, maybe about 12, 13 points here for the Orlando Magic, which I really think the number should be about 12. So, yeah, I like the Magic. I sort of like them at 10, but I would try to maybe gamble it up and played in game at 12, 13 points, something like that. But in terms of the over-under, I have no real opinion on that.
Okay, okay. And just a side note here, I just looked up to the computer screen and or 10.5 now at Orlando. So
yeah, I mean, as the day goes on, hopefully that number grows and I'll be more comfortable taking that at 12.
Yeah, that in-game, you're kind of like the maestro at that. So I need to take some notes from you, and I'm going to keep an eye on that Magic Lakers game for an in-game play tonight probably.
All right, cool. Well, I think we've wrapped up all the games for this evening here. Any other additional notes or comments?
Yeah, so I wanted to pick your brain. I want to see if you have an NHL play for the night, or is it a little too early in the day? Ooh. I don't know if you've looked or not. Or
let's see. NHL is actually my favorite sport. It has been since I was a little kid, which is weird because I grew up in Los Angeles.
Well, I mean, Kings, not a terrible Kings franchise.
Kings fan my whole life. They finally got it going a few years ago, winning some Stanley Cups. Quick hasn't been the same since he got hurt a few years back.
It's really
taken a toll on the overall team. So I think they're looking to rebuild now and move on from some of the pieces that they have. They have some good pieces, but I think they're going to probably move them before the deadline here. There's only two games tonight in the NHL, unfortunately, because I love the NHL and I just love watching hockey in general. I see the Canadiens are minus $1.80 right now at home against the Chicago Blackhawks. And I see the St. Louis Blues minus $1.70 at home against the Philadelphia Flyers. Moneyline's a little high on both games for me, but obviously the Blues are playing great hockey right now. I think they're up 11 points in their division, something like that.
Yeah, they've gone on a crazy stretch lately.
They sure have. If I had to make a pick here to throw in like a parlay or something, it might be the Blues to win in regulation. So if you don't want to lay the $1.70, you can lay the $1.70, especially if it's in a parlay, that's fine. But if you wanted to kind of be a little bit more risky and not so risk adverse, I'd probably take the Blues in regulation to win, which will probably be like Blues in regulation by like minus 110 or like even money, something like that. That would be the only thing that I would recommend here if I was looking at a game to throw in a parlay.
Awesome. Yeah, I like that. Pretty slim card on the NHL side. So I know you said you like some college basketball. I do as well. It's probably one of my favorite things to be involved with, look at, keep track of. There's just so much of it, and it's so fun. So I got a couple games tonight. I like to always pick at least one mid-major, you know, kind of small school.
Did you have any games last night?
So last night, I did pick some of the bigger games though, and it definitely got me. I picked Duke to cover.
Ooh, so I was on the other side of that. I had Clemson. Yeah. I had Clemson first half and Clemson for the full game.
Man, look at you go. Yeah, I thought after that overtime game in Chapel Hill, Clemson would come back home with the national championship hangover as well, and it just I thought Duke was going to be able to get them after the overtime game against North Carolina. I did take KU covering against OU, and
I really wanted to, but then when I heard Dodson was out, it kind of shied me away from it. I got a little gun shy, but yeah, Kansas off a loss. I believe they lost their last game, right? So off a loss. Yeah. If you look at historically, I think off a loss, they're like 96% to win their next game.
Wow, that's staggering.
Like the best ever in a country for a program, I believe.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to take him, but I got a little gun shy when he was ruled out. But the only other play I had last night was Richmond plus five over Davidson. So I
had that worked out.
Yeah, it worked out. They easily won that game. They were up by like 17 points. They ended up winning by, I believe, 7 or 9 or something like that. But yeah, that was an easy one. But I might throw in some college basketball picks a little later on my Twitter. Because usually college basketball is one of the last sports I look at to see if there's an edge or a line that I like. What do you got for tonight? What are you thinking?
So a game that I'm very, very excited about is the Seton Hall Butler game.
Seton Hall Butler. Okay.
So right now it's at 4.5. Last night it was at 5. So it's already getting some action on the Seton Hall side. I like Seton Hall in this. It's at Butler. They're both very top rated defensively. It's going to be a matter of coaching and effort as well as execution. And, you know, Seton Hall's got some, you know, nice depth. They've got some seniors in that team. They got some other upperclassmen. I think Butler still wins the game, but I believe Seton Hall is going to be able to hang in there with them, which is crazy for me to say because it seems like anytime Butler's on a card, I always just take them to cover because they're just that good. In the under of 125.5, I think is going to be a good play. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit of exciting game in that regard. That Big East is kind of starting to reload. And then I also got George Mason -3 at George Washington. So
George Mason, huh?
Yep, the Patriots.
Hold on, let me look at that game real quick. George Mason, they're on the road or they're at home?
They are on the road.
And they're playing?
George Washington.
George Washington. Interesting game there. I don't think I have an opinion, but it looks like, yeah, I don't have an opinion on that game. What's the spread?
So that is at 3. George Mason is laying the 3 points. So I've actually watched a couple George Washington games this year and just really not, you know, impressed with their ability to cover spread, their late game executions. George Mason is a very solid defensive team, and they execute on the offensive side and half court sets. Really good free throw shooting team. So if it's coming down to the wire, you know, 2-3 point game, I have some good faith that George Mason will be able to knock down those purposeful foul shots, you know, that George Washington would utilize to try to extend the game.
I hear you. Well, I'm looking forward to this Sunday, some football, conference championship football. I'll give out a pick right now. Hold on, just pulling up the lines here, just in case we don't get another opportunity to speak before then. I'll be on the show this evening with Neil, I believe. So I'm looking forward to that one as well. I'm doing a kind of a double shift today. But I do kind of like teasing both games here on Sunday. I kind of like to tease the Titans up to, you know, whatever you can get, but 13.5-14 points. Mm-hmm. And I like teasing down the Niners basically to 1.5 point favorites. So that's kind of my play for the weekend. My teasers haven't been that hot as of late, but maybe here's the turnaround here, you know, starting the pod and getting off to a hot start.
Yeah. No, I like that a lot, actually. You know, that's a good angle there. You know, the most action that I've got on these championship cards is I put some kind of hedge bets together for futures picks. So I believe about a few weeks ago, I went ahead and put the Chiefs in the Super Bowl for some plus money and then the Packers. So I doubled up a little bit on the Packers to make it to the Super Bowl at some, I think it was plus 800. So, but also, you know, did some hedging in that. So it's, I might take your tease pick though. I really like that. Might take that and run with it. We've seen Tennessee beat the Chiefs earlier in the year.
Yep. And I believe that was like Tannehill's second start or first or second start or something like that.
Yeah. And I know it's crazy, but to say that taking the Chiefs and the under in the same sentence, but I'll tell you what, I have a feeling about the under in this.
Yeah, well, if Tennessee can run the ball and chew some time off the clock, the under's not that terrible of a play. But, it could be an interesting one. You never know.
Yeah, that's what makes gambling so fun.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm going to be sweating this future. I got the Titans 55-1, and I have the Chiefs at 5.5 and 6-1. So
there you go.
I probably won't touch I probably won't touch anything until the Super Bowl because one of those teams are going to make it. So I probably won't hedge out any position until then, but I'm in a pretty decent spot there with those two.
No, it was 55-1 to make the Super Bowl or to win?
To win.
To win, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So then I can start hedging out if they make it. But I'm saying the Chiefs, Titans are playing each other, and I have futures on both those teams. So one of them is going to make it.
Yeah. Well, that's some interesting stuff there. I hope it all works out for you in one way or the other.
All right. Cool, man. Well, I enjoyed the show. I hope all of our listeners did as well. I will be back on later with Neil. And any other thoughts, final thoughts?
Good luck to the listeners and much appreciation for all the Twitter activity. It's been really awesome to see how fast we've kind of just rocket launched out of this launch pad here. It's been exciting. It's been vigorous. And I'm looking forward to the remainder of what is to come. So.
Awesome. Well, happy hump day, everybody, and good luck in your bets. We'll talk to you soon.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.